USA Radio News.
Christine Blasey Ford has accepted the Senate Judiciary's request to testify on Ford's allegation that Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh sexually assaulted her back in high school. Now, there was a lot of back and forth regarding who should actually testify first. Alan Dershowitz, professor at Harvard University, says this is a no-brainer on who should testify first.
Obviously, she has to testify. She has to be cross-examined, preferably by good lawyers who can ask probing questions. Then he has to get up and respond and be cross-examined.
Saturday, North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper said treacherous floodwaters are still threatening the state more than a week after Hurricane Florence made landfall there. Cooper said that 9 of the state's river gauges are at major flood stage and 4 others are at moderate flood stage. The governor also urged residents of southeastern North Carolina to stay alert for flood warnings and evacuation orders. This is USA Radio News.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.